Hey, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Ivan. I'm calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Thomas?
Yeah.
Hey, Thomas. I noticed that you called in today.
Mm-hmm.
All right, awesome. Give me 1 second. I'll pull up the actual account here. For some reason, it did not open. All right, great. Okay, perfect. I have it open. I definitely do want to apologize that I wasn't able to reach you Friday. I had a little emergency of my own, unfortunately, and I had a...
Yeah.
I had to unfortunately miss that day.
Yeah.
Okay, Thomas. Well, first, let me go ahead and ask you the reason you called. How can I help you, actually?
Well, we got to make a drastic move here. Nothing's happening. I looked a little more into this Google Guarantee program and got a little insight into it. I don't think it's something my company can really compete within. We got to do something. I haven't had one lead from it since November.
That's right. So that's actually one of the things that I was looking into as well. I spoke with my team, and we made, as you already know.
Okay, go ahead.
No, my apologies. So what I was going to say is if you just needed to take a different route, for example, maybe, like you said, right, not doing the Google Verified for competitive reasons, then I could go ahead and make sure to transfer what you invested in that over to a different campaign, such as Google Ads, for example, right? Again, that's just an example. So that is definitely a route that we...
How about a refund?
A refund on that? I could take a look into that.
Like all of it? Like, I have a $976 or so in the hopper for leads, and then I paid quite a bit just to get into the program.
For Google Verified, yes. It looks like there's still, give me 1 second, it looks like there's still some left. I believe it should be almost everything, about a 900 or so. Give me just a second so I can open it.
No, that should be 100% unused. But I also paid over $500 just to get into the program. Like, to get, background checked and all that.
Yes, and everything went through just fine on that part, right? It's more about...
Yeah, so I'm looking for a refund for the whole bloody thing, not just the 900 some odd dollars.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So it would be the 990.
Yeah, I mean, I was promised the moon and nothing. And the more I look into it, the more I discover, well, my company's not really positioned to maximize the efforts or even really utilize them because we don't have the ratings my competitors do. I don't have enough reviews. I've got like 5 reviews and my, competitors typically, according to research, they have 50 to 100, 300 reviews and they get a much higher, weighting by the algorithm. So I just don't think it's a fit right now. But I was promised the moon by Local Splash. So, I kind of blindly trusted and went into this, and it's been like nothing. And now I'm kind of discovering, if you don't have high rankings and all that, everyone else is going to outpace you. So.
Typically, that would be more towards, let's say, the Google Business Profile ranking.
Yeah.
That definitely is where the calls are in. For example, if you're ranking a little low on the Google Business Profile, then...
Yeah, look, I'm not even... I did a search for Bass Remodel near me, over the weekend. I don't even rank. I'm not even on the list.
Okay, now that definitely...
I was for one fleeting moment. I was ranked number 2, but something happened. I don't know what it is.
That's exactly what I remember, that you were ranking on the top. For example,
for one whole day, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm definitely looking up bathroom models because I definitely remember that it was in the top 2, right? So I definitely remember that. Okay, I could definitely see it did drop down about 10 places on the Google Maps here, which is still considered the first page on Google.
Oh, whatever, yeah. Forget about it, though. I would never call someone that far down on the list, if I was searching for something,
Definitely. So I agree with you when it comes to the Google business profile. It's just ranking low. That's typically what's going to happen, right? As you said, that I wouldn't even bother going that far down on the list, right? So when it comes to that, yes, for the Google Verified, it's not really about, let's say, where you're ranking, because when it comes to Google, right, if it's, let's say Google Verified is active, then it should automatically put you in the top places, right? If somebody else is paying for it, then it'll put you right next to theirs, right? So it really doesn't have to do, let's say, the same thing with Google, on the Google business profile, right? Now, unfortunately, I can't issue a refund. I could maybe ask my team to take a look at it, but it's very unlikely because it's been invested. Most of the time what we can do is basically place that money, right, the investment, onto another project like Google Ads, for example. Okay? So it's basically like allocating it to a different campaign. So give me a second here.
So how much was it to sign up for Google Verify, Google Guarantee?
To start the campaign for Google Verified, it usually is about $250 just to start the campaign. From there, the $250, then you would go ahead and decide if you want to go ahead and say.
Okay, fine. So it was $250, and then how much is the background check?
The background check, there shouldn't be a charge. It's part of the $250.
Okay, well, I paid much more than $250 just to sign up for it.
Okay, let me take a look. Because normally, again, when you sign up for that, it should be the $250. And
I'd like to know. Yep.
And the next charge would be the actual, let's say, the $900, for example, right? Whichever you
want. Yeah. I can't tell you how hard I worked to get all of that money together just for this. It wasn't easy. I mean, I just couldn't sum up all that money all at once. It was, you know, something I bought into hook, line, and sinker. I really felt your enthusiasm would carry over to, you know, many leads per week. I haven't gotten one. Really disappointed.
Yes, so am I. I'll be honest with you. Normally, this campaign is what really brings it out for our customers. It really is. A lot of clients are very satisfied with it. Unfortunately, I definitely see the frustration. And it's on my end as well because I definitely try to, you know, constantly keep making changes, try to mess with the algorithm, see if they would work out, right?
Yeah.
So, again, I definitely understand what you're saying because it was frustrating on my end, so I can only imagine that how frustrating it was for you that you actually invested that money. Okay, so I entered the $250 charge to start the actual campaign. The second charge for the actual Google business profile that I see would be the $991 that was paid on December the 12th, right? I don't see any other specific charges. I believe there was only a $19 charge for the call tracking greeting that was applied.
Okay.
But nothing else was charged.
Okay. For okay. Well, I'm glad I'm off base on that. I can forfeit the $250, but, you know, I don't know. Someone should have recognized my company wouldn't have been positioned right based on the reviews. Because I think that's what's really holding me up.
I could see the reviews being an issue, especially if someone, let's say, is going based off of that. But, again, it's not going to affect your ranking because it's more of an ad that's going on, right? It can affect.
Well, as I understand it, Google actually, their algorithm actually scours those reviews and gives a weighting. And if there's a negative one and it's real negative, you know, that's a big bad thing. So I get that.
Oh, yes. No, I understand.
I mean, I going into it, I knew that. I just thought you guys saw something I didn't. You know, like. So.
No, yeah, Thomas. Believe me, I completely understand. It definitely is something that normally doesn't happen, right? Just typically our clients do get calls right away. I have clients that only have about 5 reviews, right? And they're still getting more calls, right? So, again, the reviews definitely do help out. That definitely is a plus, the more reviews.
Okay, well, this is where you come in. What can I do to rectify that? I mean, there's that one bad review. I don't know what I can do about that. I don't know if I can refute it or anything like that.
There are ways to actually.
So I don't know if I can do that. It's highly recommended that, you know, I just quote unquote go get more reviews. Well, I've tried doing that, and all of the persons I asked, they just simply didn't do anything. Yeah, I'll do that. Send me a link. Nothing. And then I don't have a lot of people to ask. I could ask friends and relatives, but, well, they've never had my service, so it wouldn't be true. So, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I definitely see the reviews that are on here. Some of them are for 2023. I believe there's only one recent, right? About last year,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it definitely would be highly recommended to get more reviews. The one option that I've definitely seen is that we can report that negative review. It might get removed, right?
Okay.
I can go ahead and start it on my end, and yes, you could actually do the same thing on your end, right? Kind of maybe put pressure on Google in regards to that, but I can go ahead and make sure to do it. I believe it was by Tammy.
That's
the last review, actually. Okay, so I could definitely have my team make sure to have that, let's say, removed by asking Google. There are times where we keep requesting. I believe we had already requested this review to be removed. But again, if they deny it, then we just have to keep trying until they agree, right? So
yeah.
The last time we tried was a couple months ago, actually. Let me double check.
Yeah.
Yes, we did try a few times.
Okay. Don't do it. I mean, yeah, I don't know. It might just backfire where the person that made it doubles down and all that. I don't know. When it's, you know, flagged to have it removed, what happens? Do they reach out to that person?
They don't tend to reach out to customers or clients. What they do is just simply review. If it fits the business, then it's going to stay, right? If she did something wrong in the review, like maybe she didn't, talk about your service or anything, then I believe there's a high chance of it being removed, right?
So it's just
basically Google says, you know what, it does fit or it doesn't fit. And that's when they either remove it or not, right? But again, I've had clients where it took us close to a year to having a bad review removed, right?
So
trying doesn't hurt, right? It definitely weren't.
Yep.
They won't.
Okay.
It's not like.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. So I'll make sure to have that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and make sure to have that flagged. It's by Tammy, right? Now, I'm definitely looking for the actual Google verified, right? Because it's definitely very important. We definitely did a lot of changes already. As you said, it's just not competing. Again, if we do take the route that we need to go ahead and stop the Google Verified, then we can allocate the actual funds that are still there onto a different campaign, such as Google Ads, right? So that is something that I can do. Unfortunately, I'm not able to issue a refund for the $9.91 since they were already invested.
I'll take what I can get. This is just not working.
So, again, I do think that it's the best choice that we have is to allocate those funds onto the Google Ads. Google Ads would basically be on Google Maps, and they guarantee you to be on the, let's say, the top, right, the top of the Google Business Profile while hours are running.
Okay. Yeah, well, see about a refund or transferring it over to Local Splash. I don't know what you can do, but, you know, I was getting fantastic results with just Local Splash about a year ago.
Just the actual normal service, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it does look like that was, as you mentioned, right, that was last year. And then right now, it kind of just slowed down, right? So.
Like a lot, like for the last several months. Yeah.
Definitely. So I can
and by the way, I did just get a lead last week, but the woman had a bad phone number and no response. So, Chloe Wilson or someone like that.
Okay.
That was the lead. Go ahead.
Okay, no, I definitely appreciate you letting me know that. I wanted to see if maybe I could find the number. Yeah, there's definitely, okay, I see a few calls definitely came in last week. And you mentioned that unfortunately when you called back, it just didn't connect.
Yeah, it's a bad number. I mean, the whole lead was kind of weird because as an address, she put the word soon. So it's kind of like she went through the form pretty mindlessly and just put whatever in there, and I don't know.
Okay. No, I definitely understand, Thomas. So I'm definitely taking a look and see if maybe it would be best to allocate the funds onto Google Ads.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. I want to talk about Local Splash itself. And let's get back to whatever it was that was working, because people not only just, filled the form out or whatever, or called or whatever, they had already made it up their mind to just have us do it. They just want to know how much it was going to cost. I mean, that's how effective it was.
Yeah, that's usually how simple it is. I mean, it's meant to basically pay the program by itself.
Okay, so let's find out what was going on back then that made that occur.
Okay. Yeah, definitely is something that I should be doing either way, right? Because I did notice that there were leads coming in through that special service, right, that doesn't charge per call, for example. So I assume that it would be the best option to not, let's say, make changes to it. But I just noticed that it basically changed your Google ranking as well. So with that information, simply what we need to do is just keep showing more activity on the Google Business profile. We do have a pretty good amount of photos for you, so the Google posts will be created. This actually helps with the ranking. Something that I do highly recommend is if you have more images that you can add, I would highly recommend that you do so. For example, even adding just one photo, maybe three photos a month actually, would be one of the best things you could do. And again, you don't have to do it every day, just maybe three photos a month. That would definitely help out a lot. The third thing that I definitely want to target is, again, we're going to go ahead and flag the bad review, the negative review. But I highly recommend to try to get more reviews. And I understand you're saying that, you know what, well, I just have family members.
I want to know something, though. What, if anything, were we doing a year ago with just simply Local Splash? Did we have an ad budget that went out to Facebook viewers or what? I mean, I think I spent a whopping $300 a month, and I got good results.
Okay, so back in, let's say, it says here 2025, right, you were paying $449, and you were paying, well, actually, you were paying $300 for Google Ads, right?
Okay.
So again, that's actually where I want to allocate the funds to. But let me double check the actual amount. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You did 6 months of just Google Ads that were charging you $300 apart from the service of $149, right? So you were paying a total of $449, and it looks that's when you were doing the best.
We've answered the question.
That's correct.
That's the big question.
Yes, that is definitely, I believe that is the answer, is the Google Ads were the ones that were actually getting you those attractions, right? And I'll tell you why. It's because, again, they're going to search your services, right? And they're going to see your actual ad on top of the list. So most people that are using that type, right, they're definitely going to be, let's say, already have something in mind, right? Like, okay, I can spend this much. Hopefully it matches. They have their mind made up, in other words, right? So, again, I am going to see what's going on with our Google Verified team, but I would definitely lean towards maybe allocating that funds into Google Ads, okay?
Okay. So something I think we ought to revert back to is the hours available. Putting this as 24/7, it's just not reality.
Yep. Okay, perfect. I do see the hours here. We switched them when we were trying to figure out any kind of solution when it comes to the Google Verified, right? So your hours, I do have them here. I can make sure to have them updated as well. Let me just double check. I believe we used to have them from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., right? And then on Saturday, it was from 9 a.m. to 5
a.m. Yeah.
Based on the notes, Monday through Friday was from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday was from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. And Sunday, it was just completely closed.
Yes. So okay. Yep.
Perfect. Give me a second. Just everything is on there.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So the other thing I want to just make sure of is the service. The service area listed in my profile, I don't even know what I look like, but does it clearly say Kitsap County or whatever?
For the service areas, there's actually a few cities that we're promoting. Now, Google does accept counties, but the more specific you are, the better, right? Especially if the areas are not beyond an
hour. Okay. So what are those cities?
Okay. I have here Chico, El Dorado Hills.
Yeah.
Williams Point, Fair.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Those aren't really cities. They're little communities. Can we fix all that? I mean, how many are there? How many are listed?
There's about 14 of them here.
Yeah, that might be a problem. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm asking you, though. You're the professional. I'm not. I don't.
Yeah,
you're the expert.
Go ahead and go over with you. So, again, Google, if they accept these service areas, then they're definitely listed on Google Maps, for example, right? Now, something that I always recommend to all of our clients is just to make sure that the service areas are below an hour and a half drive from you. And I believe you said that they are, right? So they should definitely be able to work out great. I also have other clients that we only have three service areas just so we could be, let's say, targeting those specific areas altogether, right?
Yeah.
So if you look, for example, if you say, you know what, I don't want to work in Chico. I don't want to, you know, El Dorado Hills.
Yeah, I mean, I know you live up in – You live up, I don't know, up, you told me where you live, but, you know, Chico is like, I know where you live. You told me the city, I forget what it is, starting with a P.
Yeah, that's but, right. Yeah, yeah, that's
right. Okay, well, anyway, Chico is maybe one-fourth the size of Prescott. There's just nothing. It's just not a big place. All I want to know, really, though, is are these service areas listed? Does the viewer see those, or is this just all stuff in the background for the Google algorithm?
Yeah, so it's all in the background. These service areas, right, they're just in the background. They're not going to be showing unless the client is more wants more information. For example, they go to your website, right? They can see more of the actual service areas as well. I would definitely highly recommend for the service areas is maybe, as you said, right, maybe you don't want Chico in there because it's too small. You feel that doesn't...
Yeah, no. That what you just said makes what you're now saying moot because no one sees it unless they dig, and they're not going to dig. They're not. So I think it's a moot point.
Yeah, so a lot of people are just going to be looking for, you know, they're not even going to type in their area, right? They're going to just say bathroom remodeling or I need bathroom remodeling.
Yeah.
I need renovation. And it's based off their location, right? So if they're in the area, for example, if they're in Chico, then your information will pop up. But in their eyes, they won't be able to see. Okay, so they
No, I get it. Yeah, so, yeah, the algorithm, I don't know, through IP addressing knows where they physically are.
Basically, absolutely. So something that I definitely would recommend, again, you already said that these areas are maybe a little too small. I would really recommend to target some, but again, your Google ads will target those areas, right? So, for example, if you happen to allocate everything over, then the Google ads will cover all these areas, right? So if you want to say, no, you know what, my favorite area is probably, and this is just, you know, an example, is maybe Fairview, right? That's your favorite area, then we can concentrate all the ads there, for example.
Or
just your top three, right? Which is something that I would might recommend is just simply to vote for your top three. That way you don't have to worry about, you know, those small little areas as well. They will still be on Google Maps, but not Google Ads, for example, right? So that's definitely an option, a route to take, okay?
I'm kind of confused on all that. I don't get it. makes sense to change it, change it. If it doesn't, don't, you know. It's,
yeah, 100%. I really don't feel that there's any need to change it right now. The reason is because they're all below an hour and a half, right? As long as they don't go past that, then there shouldn't be any issues.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's asked, you know, before and after photos, I've got some new ones I could upload. But, I mean, does the website need to be reworked verbiage-wise? Yeah.
I believe not. The reason is because, let's say if maybe clients are calling you about, you know, maybe, look, I need a job or different services, then that's when it's an issue. But right now I'm looking at the website and everything is looking good. Even on Google's tools that they provide us, the website is doing strong, right? So it still doesn't mean that we can just let it sit there, right? For example, if
I'm trying to get to my list of things, dude.
That's all right.
I'm a little stressed out, so I got to actually go to work. But once this job ends, I have nothing. I have no worth, so that's why I called you. The spread of the budget, I don't even know if there is an ad budget right now because it's just sitting in that tank for Google Guarantee. Is there some kind of an ad budget?
For the, like, let's say Facebook ads, is that what you're referring to?
For whatever.
Yes, just for Facebook ads. There is a budget. Let me go ahead and double check here.
Okay, how effective are those Facebook ads?
They do work really good, but again, that would be something that I would have to ask you, of course, because last time we spoke, I updated the Facebook ads. I'm not sure if you remember, but I went ahead and requested a different format for the photos and information to show.
Yeah.
So that was about a month ago, I would say.
Okay.
I'm going to look up just the last 30 days here. So the last 30 days, there has been people that have clicked on the actual ads. It doesn't look that there's been any, let's say, calls coming out of the ads.
Okay. I think, you know, nix it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or keep it minimal or whatever. I don't think I've ever gotten results from Facebook ads.
Okay. Yes. That's what we spoke about the last time. That's what we went ahead to updated the actual ads itself, right? And from there, we were going to give it just that month, which is this month, right? And we were going to talk about it before the 7th. Just to see if it moved up, right? Because I can see that it's definitely getting a little bit more clicks.
Okay.
But if it doesn't
So, is bathroom remodel and or shower remodel like the focus? What are the categories that, you know, we're listed under?
So that's actually something that is more of, let's say, the primary search phrase. It's going to be bathroom remodeling. Now, the top categories are floor contractor, kitchen remodeling, and even bathroom remodeling, right? So that's what we currently have. Now, if you do...
Okay, wait. Just back up there just a little. When you said... You said something about the top ones are these, and then you listed off kitchen remodeling and all that.
That's correct.
What do you mean? Yeah, what do you mean by the top ones?
These are the ones that we put there to be the primary search phrases. They're the ones that, give me just a second here, just 1 second.
Are they ones people respond to the most, or is it something you pick?
So normally the primary search phrase is the first one you said, right? It's mostly the one that's being searched the most. So we do take that into consideration, right? So again, go ahead. Can you hear me?
Look, I'm just really confused on it. Is there a way I can see what you're talking about? Can I like log in and see my Google profile?
Yes, you could always log into your Google Business profile.
Okay, because here's what I'm imagining, and I don't know, but is there like a pull-down menu for all these different categories, or do you just type one in?
We can type them in. We could definitely type them in.
Okay. Yeah.
So that for those keywords, yes, we can even edit them, right?
Okay. I just want to make sure the word bathroom remodel or remodeling or whatever, if that's absolutely the best one for what we're trying to accomplish.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you think it is, fine, we're done. We won't talk about that anymore. Okay?
Yeah, no, definitely, I agree. Give me just 1 second.
Yeah.
Because let's say if you go on your Google Business profile, for example, it
does
give you the keywords that you were found under the most, okay?
Okay.
So let's say somebody typed in bathroom. Oh, actually, the top one is bathroom. Then there's bathtub installation, and then there's home remodeling, okay? So these are the ones that, let's say, people are typing in and you're showing under, okay? So those are the top ones. So I would definitely believe that keeping bathroom remodeling is the best option for now.
Okay. We're done. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's move on. So I've got $991 or whatever it is in that, Google Guarantee campaign or whatever you call it. Let's go ahead and put that into Google Ads. You said that was what was working about a year ago.
That's correct. So from the time frame that you gave me, I could definitely see it started in December of 2004. And you kept the Google Ads going until May of 2025. So just about over 6 months, we did just the actual ads, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I definitely see that would be one of the best routes to take.
Yeah, let's do it. Can you do it? I mean,
yes, I could definitely make sure to have that done. For example, I just need to make sure to have my team aware that unfortunately Google Verified isn't working out, and that basically we're tired of waiting, right? And we need to go ahead and focus on maybe doing it for a different campaign, which at this
point. Yep. Tell them what you got to tell them. Get it done.
Yeah, definitely. I'll get it done.
So let's now talk about how much of that would be allocated on a monthly basis. I mean, is this a steamroller effect kind of thing also where I probably shouldn't just throw a ton of money at it in the first month because it takes time to build up momentum, or, should I kind of go a little aggressive?
Okay, so that's actually a good question. Typically, when we started a Google campaign, especially the Google Ads, right, there is a minimum to start with of $300, right? Now,
yes.
We can definitely go ahead and start there, see how they go for the first month, of course.
No, I don't have a first month. I need business right away.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So basically, what is very important is to understand the competition, right? So if you add 300, it might last you a week, it might last you a month, right? Now, if we go ahead and allocate maybe the whole budget, then that would definitely make sure that your ads are running almost nonstop. They will go ahead and match your hours, right? But I think that would be the best option. Okay.
Really?
Yes, I really do. Why? Because it's going to guarantee you to stay on top. For example, there's people that pay, $300, $400 a month. And if you're paying, let's say, the $900 on the ads, right, then that means that your campaign is going to be running past that person that just spent $300, right? So it's basically a competition. It really is when it comes to Google Ads.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm working on that right now, actually, with my team here. Okay, perfect. So I went ahead and moved this up with our team. That way we can go ahead and have updated the two Google apps. Now, they are going to be working on that, so I'm going to be having them let me know as soon as the changes are made. That way, okay. I can also help you to make sure that you can keep track of them on the Google, I'm sorry, on your client dashboard that we have for you, okay?
Okay.
All the
okay.
information will be in there as well, including what words they're using, okay?
Yep.
Perfect. So as soon as they get that done, I'll return your call. I'm aiming for them to have it done today, okay?
Awesome, Ivan.
Okay. No, I really appreciate the conversation. Well, actually, you're the one that's doing this, honestly. It's definitely helping me out a lot. It's kind of hard sometimes when clients that don't have too much, let's say, options or knowledge of this. So I definitely appreciate that. It definitely puts me to work as well.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to know.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks. So I am going to make sure to hopefully get this done today, right? It doesn't take too long. So as soon as they let me know, I will contact you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks for putting up with me. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's what we're here for. I definitely thank you for your patience as well. Believe it or not, you were pretty patient with me. So thank you.
Okay. Good. All Let's get it going.
All right. Thanks. I will. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Bye for now.
Bye for now.